Today's scripture reading is from Luke chapter 6, verses 20 through 26 and 46 through 49.
今天的经文是《路加福音》第六章第二十至二十六节和四十六至四十九节。
We'll read this responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我先用英文读，也中文读出。
Luke 6, verse 20. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, and revile you, and spurn your name as evil, on account of the Son of Man. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you when all people speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets. Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them, I will show you what he is like. Let's read verse 49 together. But the one who hears and does not do them is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the stream broke against it, immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great.
路加福音第六章二十至二十六节四十六节四十九节。耶稣举目看着门徒说：你们贫穷的人有福了。 因为神的国是你们的，人为人子恨恶你们，拒绝你们，辱骂你们，弃掉你们的名，以为是恶，你们就有福了。 但你们富足的人有祸了，因为你们受过你们的安慰。人都说你们好的时候，你们就有祸了，因为他们的祖宗是假先知，也是如这样。 凡到我这里来听见我的话就去行的，我要告诉你们，也告诉你们他像什么人。一齐读第四十九节，唯有听见不去行的。 就像一个人在土地上盖房子，没有根基，水一冲，即倒倒立了，并且那房子坏得很大。May
God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
祝福读嘅同听佢话语嘅人。
Pastor Wilson's sermon today is God's Kingdom Come, the Prayer of Prayers, Part 2.
今日慈牧师为听到系咪恳切祈祷主的国降临第二部。
If you were with us last time, you know that we looked at the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God, as the text tells us, is for the poor, the weak, the grieving, and the excluded.
如果上个星期同我哋一齐嘅时候，我哋都系继续去讲关于呢个路加福音第六章嘅说话，嗰个神嘅国系俾到一啲嘅贫穷、软弱、系哀哭或者系被拒绝嘅人。
Now that's certainly a lot to digest. So what does that mean? Well, we said last time that you need to look at it with multiple layers, multiple levels, or varying perspectives. And it means at least four things. First, and I have this on slide two, that you have to be poor in spirit. That means you have to be spiritually hungry to enter the kingdom of God. In other words, you can't receive the blessings of salvation without being poor in spirit. Now, those of you who are familiar with the New Testament, you'll know that Jesus' sermon here is repeated in Matthew chapter
5.
And it's there in Matthew that he spells out poor in spirit. And what you have before you in Luke is the abbreviated version. Again, this is Jesus' message to the people. And his basic premise of saying poor in spirit is that the people who have nothing but God to depend on are the people who are poor in spirit.
虛心的意思跟那班人說,你們這班人,你們需要就說在你們內心裡面,沒有東西能夠去充滿,沒有東西能夠去依靠,除非是我,我神。That
means they realize something, that they have absolutely nothing, nothing that they own that they can give to God.
意思就是說,他們這些人,他們沒有東西能夠去給到神。
And so if you have nothing worthy to give to God, therefore, you must be utterly dependent on God's grace and mercy. And as we said last time, Jesus loves to teach by contrast. And so the contrast he uses here in the context of the Beatitudes, which again is Latin, that means blessing. Latin meaning blessing, that's the Beatitudes. It's the rich always have their money. They have the financial security that they have in this world. But Jesus later explains that it's difficult for rich people to enter into the kingdom of God. As he says in Luke 18, it's a stumbling block for them. Why? Well, because you have to be humbly dependent on God alone to enter the kingdom, right? You're tempted to depend on your efforts to gain wealth in this world. See, there's a contrast. And those who are humbly, utterly humbly dependent upon God receive, says Jesus, enter in to the kingdom. Jesus' words, you see it in the text. He says, yours is the kingdom of God. Again, speaking to those who are poor in spirit or hungry after righteousness and holiness and truth. Notice he doesn't say yours will be. He says in the text, yours is, present tense, is the kingdom of God. Because you've received already. You've received Jesus into your heart, into your life, into the core of your being, right? And now you're into the kingdom.
因为如果你虚心嘅时候，你完全依靠神嘅时候，呢个天国就已经入咗你嘅心入边，系已经入咗啦。
Even now, as you and I struggle in this life,
甚至系而家嘅时间，我哋虽然我生命当中有挣扎，神嘅国已经临到我哋当中。
Now, again, you have to read this text on multiple levels, right? Because Jesus is not exalting poverty here.
圣经里面讲就耶稣唔系话去提倡我哋应该去贫穷。
He's clarifying something.
去解释一样嘢。
These are the results, he's saying. If you're poor in spirit, these are the results of following me, of being a disciple.
就话如果你系谦卑嘅时候，你系就变成我嘅门徒。
And disciples are those who follow Jesus with their lives.
呢个门徒意思即系话。你是跟随我的旨意跟随我的道路去行的人
And if you do that ultimately you'll be blessed because you have counted on you've put your life upon the person and work of the Christ
因为如果你是跟随我的时候就说跟随我 是为了耶稣基督而去行的时候你就得到这个祝福
You're dependent upon him now for doing lifeAnd for the life to come, eternal life.
你是依靠着这个耶稣基督的工作去行，你现在是这样行，你将来都是这样。
And so in these Beatitudes, again, Latin meaning blessings, in these Beatitudes, Jesus was not cursing all that is part of life, right?
所以在这个八福里面讲到就说耶稣基督不是说去指责一些有钱有好的东西。
Again, that's what we saw last time. The woes. He's not cursing laughter. He's not cursing fun or happiness or money or food.
耶稣基督不是说去耻笑去指责为这些有钱的或者开心的人。
But again, Jesus is always teaching by contrast. But if these become the focus of your living, the focus of your life, your priorities.Without regard to God, then they're not a blessing.
但就话如果你将你嘅生命系摆住喺呢个嘅钱、你嘅开心、你嘅快活、你嘅生活当中嘅时候，唔系神喺摆你生命中嘅时候，一个就系一个问题啦。
The word "woe" is an old English word, right? It's kind of like an old English. We don't use it today. In verses 24 and 26, that the word "woe" expresses regret, sorrow, self-pity, right?
喺边当中入边讲话，哦有祸，你呢个祸字吓。代表了一个伤痛的意思
Again, riches cause people to feel self-sufficient. That's why it's so hard if you're wealthy to enter in.
因为有钱的人他能够去自给自足去给到自己很多所以很难的他不是依靠神他们很难去进入天国
Because perhaps the rich feel that they found the happiness of life.
因为他觉得是有钱的当中能够去找到他的快乐
And those who choose present comfort over God's ways have already received their comfort, says Jesus.
因为他已经找到他现在的生活的舒适他不需要去找到神
Those who try to find fulfillment through wealth will find wealth as their only fulfillment in this life.
有钱人可能会觉得系就话有揾到佢所拥有嘅嘢系成为佢嘅幸福。
And if that's so, if they've relied upon their wealth or themselves, they won't receive eternal life.
所以人如果系只系依靠佢自己所拥有嘅嘢，依靠佢嘅钱财。佢唔能够进入天国。
That's the tragedy. They'll never get what lasts.
佢唔能够去得到话咩叫真正永恒嘅嘢。
See, believers should not seek comfort foremost in their lives.
我哋作为基督徒嘅，我哋唔应该去寻找一啲呢啲有限会灭最终会腐坏嘅嘢。
There's nothing wrong with comfort, but if you set that as the priority at the expense.Of other things like glorifying God, then you're in trouble.
舒适本身系冇错，但系若然你将你嘅生命嘅目标摆喺舒适嘅当中，唔系摆喺神嘅当中嘅时候，呢一个就系个问题。
Or let me put it this way to explain it better: if security and comfort prevent you from depending, utterly depending and trusting on the person and work of the Christ, then these things are a hindrance to your life.
就话如果你将你个生命当中嘅安全感、你个舒适摆喺第一位嘅时候，唔系摆喺神当中喺第一位嘅时候，呢样嘢就系你成为你嘅绊脚石。
Again, don't misunderstand Jesus' words. Jesus' message of those woes on the rich doesn't mean that everyone should be poor. hungry, miserable?
當中耶穌基督所說的話，你們有錢人有禍了，你歡笑人有禍了，不是告訴你耶穌基督是憎恨這些人。
Instead, it means that those who make happiness in this life, their ultimate goal, that's what they might only get in this life and beyond.
耶穌意思就是說，若然你是今生的為著這些你現在想擁有的快樂，你現在擁有的金錢，是成為你最終的目標的時候，你只有得到這一道的東西，不會找到最後、最終、以後的更加高的財寶。
And Jesus is saying this because there's a higher reality, right? There's a higher ethic, there's a higher law.
因為耶穌基督說，除了這些之後，其實以後永恆的，是有更加高的，更加大的一個生命。
Right? Christians are called to strive after holiness, righteousness, and truth.
我作為基督徒的，是被呼召去更加去榮耀神。
And God may enable you to be entrusted with wealth. There's nothing wrong with that.
神是給我們有一個富足的生命。
But if you just pursue that, that's what Jesus' concern is about you.
耶穌所說的說話就是，若然你是將這個現今的富足成為人生的第一個目標的時候，你的首位的時候，這就是他所說的說話，這個擔心。
I have on slide 3 a famous quote by a missionary, Jim Elliot, that's Elizabeth Elliot's husband.
我PowerPoint裡面看到就是說有一個宣教士叫Jim Elliot.
Or I should say former husband. He was a martyr. He was a missionary to the Alca Indian tribe in Ecuador.
他就去了一個厄瓜多爾一個地方去做宣教士。
And this was in the 50s, and he wrote shortly before his death this very famous quote that I have on the slide here for you.
他在臨死之前，他寫了一些說話，這個很出名他所說的說話。
And I know this quote, maybe for those of you who don't know English well, might need some explanation, but those who know English, pretty clear. He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose.
其實有個中文版本，他說，我不是一個傻瓜，我付出我沒辦法留下的東西，而去得到我不會失去的東西。
Let me explain that for those of you who English is not your first language. You can't lose these things if you you can't lose glorifying and honoring God with your life.
意思就是說，神給我們的東西是不會失去。
When you trust and obey the living God, when you trust and obey Him with your life and you're trying to live a godly life, those things count for eternity.
若然你是跟隨神的時候，神給你的祝福，那些東西是永恆，是不會在你生命，是不會失去。
Elliot is saying you can't lose that. If you follow Christ, you can't lose that.
這個宣教士就說，若然你是跟隨神的時候，這些東西是你永遠不會失去。
But you can lose everything else. Everything else fades away.
但其他的東西你是會失去。
You can't bring anything with you.
當你死的時候，你不可以帶走什麼。
You came into the world empty. You leave it empty.
你是空手而來這個世界，也都是空手而離開的世界。
You can't bring your worldly achievements, your worldly gains with you. That's what he's saying.
你在今生裡所賺取的金錢、你的名利，你死之後不可以帶走。
And so in the tug of war, you and I are facing this tug of war, right? You know, picture a rope. On the one hand, you have the world's riches, and it's tugging at your heart. And on the other hand is God and His ways of living, right? Which side has a stronger grip on your heart?
所以就好像一個人生命心中一個扯大纜一樣，一邊嘅大纜就係我哋生命當中嘅金錢嘅想法，另一方面就係話我哋點去跟隨神。
That's the question you have to answer. You have to consider that seriously. Which has the greater hold on you?
呢個就係內心入邊每個人嘅大纜，我哋要扯邊一邊，究竟係扯金錢嗰邊啦，定係扯去追求神嘅方面咧？
That's an important question to answer.
一個好重要嘅問題，我哋每人要去問下自己。
Because the kingdom of God is not based on power, recognition, and moving up the social and economic ladder of life.
因為神嘅國唔係話在基於你賺到幾多錢，你嘅社會嘅地位同埋你做啲乜嘢。
Rather, it's based on love, service to others, self-giving, self-emptying.
而神嘅國係基於愛。 基于服务，基于我哋同埋自己自我嘅牺牲同埋付出。
I have that on slide 4. That means everybody in the kingdom of God is poorer.
所以说在每个人在神的角度当中是穷的。
Everybody in the kingdom of God cries more in life.
也都说在神的角度当中的人是伤心的。
But if troubles, weaknesses, poverty, suffering come your way, you're not destroyed by these adversities.
但若然你是在神的角度当中的时候，当有问题，当有挣扎，当有挫折的时候，你不会去跌倒。
When these things bombard you, that doesn't destroy you. That's because Christians have a true wealth, right?
那些东西不会令到你跌倒，为什么？因为你已经拥有一个真正的财宝。
They have a true hope. That's why suffering doesn't just sink them to the bottom.
基督徒已经有真正的盼望，所以说那些挫折，那些问题不会令到你去完全跌倒。
But they can actually root themselves deeper into Christ when suffering happens.
而反而当有挫折的时候，人的心，基督徒的心会更加去神入边当中去扎根。
Because even though they might not understand why they're suffering this way, they will grow in God's grace. They will grow in strength, in faith, in the joy in the Lord.
作为基督徒，可能当时唔能够明白点解会去受苦，但喺受苦嘅当中，我哋去坚持嘅时候，我哋会喺神入边当中去扎根。
And they'll know more of the sense of God's reality for their living.
我更加去完全去明白神嘅目的。
Certainly we don't want to suffer, and none of us should pray that we want to suffer, right?
我们不是说我们应该祈祷，我们希望能够多些苦。
But obviously, you don't have to live long to know suffering is a given. It's a given in this fallen place.
但我作为人，我们很清楚，我人在这个世界上是会受苦。
And we're to blame for it because we've gone against our maker and sustainer, God.
受苦其中的原因都是因为我们是 罪人,
and therefore, none of us are immune to suffering.
所以我们作为人，我们没有一个人能够去豁免，不会有受苦。
So what does it mean then to live in the kingdom of God?
所以什么意思呢? 说我们住在神的国当中。
It means to be poor, weak, grieving, and excluded spiritually.
所以意思就是说我们是贫穷，我们是软弱，我们是伤痛，我们是
And that enables you then to reach out to those people in need and help them to consider entering into the kingdom of God. It means you too experience some of that weakness.
也都说好像若然你是内心里面都是这样的时候，你才能够去感受到别人，也都才能够去接触同一样的人。
And it means to actually rejoice in actual weakness that we have because all things work together for good for those who love God.
我才能够明白什么叫万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处呢？
And Paul makes that clear in Romans chapter 8, right?
保罗在罗马书第八章都讲过。
God walks with you through the suffering to turn you into someone like Christ.
就说神是 当你受苦的时候，同你同行，去帮助你去改变，帮助你成为更加去尽耶稣基督。
That's why there's a praise song, Refiner's Fire, right? That's what it means to live in the kingdom of God.
所以有很多的歌都是去歌颂神的意思都一样，所以我们才能够，我们需要的是住在神里面的歌。
Again, we're not masochists. We don't want to suffer, but suffering will help us be like Christ.
但我们说不是说我们想去受苦，但是就说受苦的当中能够更加帮助我们更像神耶稣基督。
Now I'll be brief here. How do you enter into the kingdom? Because again, we've discussed that many times before.
我们怎样去能够进入神的国呢？
Again, you should always remember that Matthew's Sermon on the Mount is a longer list than Luke's.
记得之前说的就说 路加福音这段是马太福音的一个短节。And
when you read both accounts, you'll know that the Beatitudes, you're right in seeing, and most commentators say this, that it is a description of the Christian.
当我看八福的时候，很多人都说是关于去形容怎样做一个基督徒。
And so certainly your conclusion and the conclusion of the commentators are right. Christians are to be poor in spirit.
解经人都这么说，就说我作为基督徒的，我需要有一个虚心。
Christians are supposed to hunger and thirst after righteousness.
我们作为基督徒的，我们需要去有渴慕，去跟随渴慕神的公义。
Again, this is all spelled out in Matthew's account.
这个都在马太福音里面讲到。
Christians should be peacemakers.
我作为基督徒的，我们需要有一个和平。
You ought to be doing these things.
我们应该去这么做。
But don't miss the fact that the Beatitudes don't just describe Christians. Matthew and Luke also describe what Jesus Christ had to go through to make you a Christian.
而八福音当中讲，其实都系介绍，系都系讲解咗耶稣基督佢要做啲乜嘢，佢嘅生命嘅经历，令到我哋能够得到呢个福分。
And so I want you to consider this because this is Communion Sunday.
今天嘅早上，我哋系有一个嘅圣餐。
I want you to think, why can Jesus Christ say to Christians, you Christian, are now spiritually rich?
为什么耶稣基督他说就说，你在属灵上你是有富足？
Right? Paul writes Romans 8:17 that we are co-heirs with Christ.
保罗他说就说，我们跟耶稣基督一起有坐席，一起有同一个得分。
Hebrews 11:13-16 says about the faithful, that heroes of the faith chapter, that great heroes of faith chapter, that they are looking ahead for a better country, a better place.
就话讲到话，耶稣基督去揾一个更加好嘅地方。
Right, that's what means be spiritually rich.
啊，依个就系属灵上富足嘅意思。
You have the inheritance that the Christ has.
就话我哋同耶稣基督一样，我系得到耶稣基督俾我哋嘅一个遗产。
And it's all because he was spiritually rich, and he became spiritually poor.
佢本身系属灵上系富足，但系佢谦卑佢自己成为软弱。
He was in heaven. He was the glorious Son of God, and he emptied himself.
就话佢自己，佢系一个神，佢喺天上边，但系佢。 去谦卑他自己，去降世，在世上。
He came wrapped in human flesh. He became what? Poor.
他降身为人，成为一个很穷的人。
That means he gave up his riches, right?
就说他放弃他的富足。
Why? So that because he gave up his riches, you can gain. You can be spiritually rich.
就说他放弃他的富足。 好叫我哋相信佢嘅人，我哋能够属灵上得到富足。
Why can Jesus say you will be comforted?
点解耶稣基督讲话你能够有得到呢个嘅安息
？It's because on the cross he was without consolation. He was without comfort.
因为耶稣基督喺十架上佢得唔到呢个嘅舒适，佢被受鞭打，佢受呢个退骂。
And as the scriptures explain to us, even the peace of knowing God the Father left him.
甚至天父在耶稣基督钉十架的时候都要离开他。
And God the Father pours out his holy wrath upon Jesus because he became sin for us.
就说因为天父他将所有人的罪倒在耶稣基督的身上。
And though Jesus was sinless, obeying God perfectly, he took our sin penalty upon himself to appease God's just holy wrath.
所以话人神耶稣基督佢系神嘅儿子，佢本身系无罪，但佢去背，但系佢孭上我哋人所有嘅罪价，去钉喺十字架上，为到呢个罪嘅代价去披上。
That's why you can be comforted. That's why Jesus says in the Beatitudes, you will be satisfied.
所以耶稣基督讲就话喺百福音当中话，你能够有呢个嘅满足。
Do you know how it feels to be thirsty?
你有冇试过好颈渴？
On the cross, Jesus says, I thirst. It was an extreme thirst.
耶稣基督他当时被钉十字架的时候，他好颈渴，好颈渴。
Why would Jesus say, you will laugh and rejoice?
为什么耶稣基督说你能够去欢喜快乐？
Because he became a man of sorrows.
他成为人的伤痛。
Why can Jesus say, you will be accepted?
为什么耶稣基督说你能够去被
Right, accepted into the kingdom, accepted by God.
佢话你能够去受到神去接纳。That
you'll be recognized by God.
而你会被神去见到去认识。It's
because he was excluded on the cross, right?
耶稣基督佢自己牺牲喺十字架上 去被人哋去唔認識。
Denied even the intimate fellowship with God the Father.
甚至話佢個門徒，佢個甚至當時天父都話我唔認識你。
That's why you can probably substitute the word exclude with forsaken, right? Forsaken means exclude. My God, why have you excluded me?
他就說當時說,我主啊,我主啊,我神啊, 為什麼你要離棄我? 為什麼你要去離開我呢?
But you know what forsaken means? You're cast out.
意思就是說,耶穌基督被趕走。
And that happened to Jesus because he is reversing places with us.
為什麼啊? 其實所說的,當才所說的東西,就是說耶穌基督跟我們是調換了一個位置。
Many theologians call that the wonderful exchange.
而很多神學家都說,這是一個奇妙的兌換。
Jesus, though he was rich, became poor.
就說耶穌基督他是一個富足,但是他來到世上,他變為貧窮。
That through his poverty, we might become spiritually rich.
透過他的貧窮,令到我們能夠富足。
And that's the reason we live in the kingdom of God.
所以我們才能夠去住在神的國度當中。
Right? Because we become spiritually poor, and therefore we are spiritually rich in Christ.
就說因為我們去跟隨他一樣,我們要去屬靈上,我們去貧窮,才能夠得到這個富足。
That's why you should examine yourself before you come to the table.
所以我們需要去省察我們自己的生命,在來這個聖餐之前。
And you have to admit to the Lord of your spiritual bankruptcy.
我們要去承認我們自己內心裡面的屬靈當中,我們是完全的倒空。
And then you'll have the riches of infinite bliss.
就說我們才能夠去完全的明白,去得到神的富足給我們生命當中。
Because people who are poor in spirit have absolute forgiveness from God.
只是有個虛心的人才能夠得到神完全的寬恕。
They know for certain, they have, because the Word says, the Word of God says, complete acceptance of Him.
聖經有說,你要虛心才能夠得到這個完全的神的接納。
And you'll have a meaning and a purpose in life that even suffering cannot take from you.
你才能夠去完全明白之後才能夠去過活,知道就算是受苦當中,你都能夠去經過。
Because your identity is now rooted in God's love.
因為就說你的人的生命,你的人的身份已經完全在神裡面當中去扎根。
Who you are is not rooted in the criticism that you hear from others of you.
你是哪一位,不是在於別人說你是哪一個。
It's not rooted even in your own failures in life.
不是在於說我生命當中我做了什麼或者做不了什麼。
It's rooted in God's love for you, proven on the cross.
我們作為人,我們是哪一個在於我們在神裡面當中是哪一位,我們是相信這個什麼的神。
And that's why Matthew and Luke can write, only when you become absolute poor in spirit do you become spiritually rich.
所以就說在路加和馬太當中說,當我們作為人,我們需要在我們的生命在神裡面當中去扎根,我們才能夠得到這個屬靈上的富足。
And the reason, of course, as I've just mentioned, is Jesus, who was absolutely rich, became poor.
就說耶穌基督他謙卑他自己,他本身是屬靈上是富足,但謙卑來這個世界上。
That's why Christians get involved. We get involved in the tears of the world.
所以我們作為基督徒,我們去接觸這個世界的傷痛。
Because we know the joy of God.
我們去明白在神裡面當中的喜樂。
It's because Jesus Christ, who was God, left his joy and became a man of sorrow.
神在天上的喜樂,但他放棄,他來這個世上去受苦。
Again, that's the great reversal.
這是一個很大的轉變。
He gets what we deserve, so we get what he deserves.
就是說,這個改變就是說,耶穌基督來這個世上,他犧牲去承受我們應該受的懲罰,而我們去能夠相信他,我們能夠得到耶穌基督他的福分。
And that's why Christians, in a sense, can live in a reversed upside-down kingdom.
所以我們作為基督徒,我們好像去得到一個相反的一個福分。
And what do I mean by that? It's obvious if you're a Christian and people know you're a Christian, because the world right now, and the world before also, but especially now, they think Christians are crazy.
現今的世代覺得基督徒是一班傻的人。
The world thinks that things we value as Christians, that we should try, the world says you should try to avoid those things.
就說, 世界告诉你知，你应该咧就唔好去接触呢啲嘢。
Right, the world says you're a fool if you desire poverty, if you desire grieving, if you desire suffering.
喺世界告诉你知话，若然你系去。去跟随这些贫穷的人，跟随这些伤痛的人，这些是蠢 的方法。
And of course, as Christians, we are suspicious of what the world is about.
而我作为基督徒的，我们不是跟随这些世界上的看法。
And that's why it's almost like living in an upside down kingdom.
所以我们作为基督徒的，好像活着这个相反的层面的这个角度。
At least from the perspective of the world, right? It's actually God right side, putting the world aright.
就话呢个世，我哋所睇嘅角度同呢个世界睇嘅角度系完全相反。
And that's why he came to make things right.
所以耶稣基督佢需要去嚟呢个世界上，去将呢个世界去纠正翻。
Being despised and rejected by even his close followers.
佢嚟呢个世上，甚至佢嘅门徒，佢嘅门徒咁亲近佢嘅都叛逆佢。
Jesus being utterly alone, dying alone on the cursed cross, dying a criminal's death, though he was innocent.
而他本身是无罪，他是无罪的，但是他去被钉在十字架上。
Right, the ancient hymn writer is right. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe.
就话耶稣基督去披上人所有的罪，这个的罪价。
I think you would agree with me. How upside down is this that we, the creature, who are cursing God, the Maker and Sustainer?
而我哋作为我哋作为被造嘅人，我哋去反而嘅去咒诅呢个神。
Right? We put Jesus there on the cross. He didn't have to go there. It's our fault that he's there.
我哋去将神耶稣基督去钉喺十字架上，这个反而系这个其实系我哋嘅罪。
He went there for us.
耶稣基督去钉在十字架上，为到我们的罪。
And that's why you have to be poor in spirit to enter into the kingdom of God.
所以就话我们需要一个虚心，才能够进入这个天国。
But、secondly, again, you have to look at this at various perspectives, various levels. But secondly, being poor in spirit makes you care about the literal poor.
而我们人，我们作为基督徒，我们需要真的要去关心。我需要开心，我需要去伤痛，为什么？因为这样的途径的时候，我们能够接触真是这个世上有伤痛的，有贫穷的人。
Christians care about those who are weak in the world, who are grieving in the world, who are excluded.
作为基督徒的，我们真是的去关心这个世上是贫穷伤痛的人。
That's why Christian churches should be filled with every kind of person, including the poor.
所以我们作为基督徒，我们作为教会，我们需要有不同的人。我们教会里面当中是需要应该是有些有贫穷有伤痛的人。
Christians just don't want to hang with people who open doors for them, right?
我作为基督徒的，我们需要是一个教会 是接纳这些人。
Christians don't just want to be with people who they feel comfortable with socially.
我们作为基督徒的，不应该说我们社会性，我们喜欢同一些我们喜欢谈的玩的人。
You're totally changed by the gospel.
圣经去完全改变我哋人。
And so that's the second thing, what it means to be, be to belong in the kingdom of God, right?
呢个第二个层面嘅意思就系话我咩叫做住喺神入边嘅当中。
It's because God and the gospel creates a team of people who care about people.
而就系话神去做一班基督徒，呢班人系会关心其他有伤痛有贫穷嘅人。
And so the first level is you have to be poor in spirit to enter the kingdom of God. The second level is that it makes you care for the literal poor.
我自己本身的，我们内心里面，我们属灵当中，我们需要有个虚心，我们要谦卑，要完全依靠神。第二个层面就是说，我们因为我们有虚心的心，我们需要去关心其他世上的人，都是一样是有贫穷有伤痛的人。
And I have the third level on slide 6, if you could shine that up, please. The third level or perspective of why...on why the kingdom of God is for the poor, the weak, the grieving and the excluded.
而第三个层面就话点解我哋需要系要注入呢个嘅伤痛呢、这个贫穷嘅世界当中。
And this is obvious, right? If you are helping others, if you do reach out to those who are poor, weak, grieving, some of that suffering, some of that poverty, some of that weakness falls on you.
因为你是自己里面当中是觉得是贫穷的，你当中里面当中是觉得你都是有伤痛的，你会很容易的 去尋找或者很容易地去接納其他同一樣有相同貧窮的人。
But you don't have to be a mathematician to figure that out.
你不需要說一個很厲害的人去明白。
Give you an example. The Bible says you should tithe at least 10% of your income away for Christian causes to build God's kingdom.
聖經告訴我們，我作為基督徒的，我們需要給10%的我們所賺的人工去給教會。
If you're obedient and faithful to God and do that, you're going to feel that. It's going to cost you.
若然我哋系诚实嘅，我哋系跟随神嘅，我哋应该咁做。但我哋做嘅时候，会觉得好似好赤赤痛。
You will be poorer.
我哋系会觉得系会银包好似好痛。
If you are obedient to the Lord in that, you won't live as well if you weren't obedient.
若然你系觉得你系真系咁做嘅时候。你会觉得你咁过活咧，好似好痛。
Again, it's not complicated, right? That money could have been spent on yourself.
因为咧，你会嗰啲嘅钱你唔去俾到教会，你可以自己用。
But it can't now because you gave it away to the Lord's work.
但系作为基督徒嘅，我哋俾到几教会，俾到教会用喺神嘅事工上当中。
So there is a sense, right, that anyone in the kingdom of God is poorer.
所以令到我哋若然我哋去俾嘅呢个嘅十一奉献嘅时候。我哋覺得我哋嘅人生入邊，好似係比別人更加窮。
But it doesn't stop there, right? Everyone in the kingdom of God probably weeps more.
我哋作為喺基督徒入邊當中，喺個世界上，好似我哋成日都好傷痛。
It's because even if your life is going well, you don't stay away from people who are hurting.
因為甚至我哋作為基督徒嘅，我哋生命當中，我哋可能生命我哋做得好好嘅，我哋嘅工作好好嘅，但我哋唔會離開一啲有傷痛嘅人喺個生命當中。
And if you've ever gotten involved with people that are hurting, you know it's a drain. It's a drain on you physically, emotionally, spiritually.
因为话若然你系有试过嘅，同一啲有伤生命当中有伤痛、伤心嘅人一齐嘅时候，你会知道觉得你自己都有个感受，你自己觉得好难受。
Because when you mourn with those who mourn, you feel it.
因为同一班人一齐伤心嘅时候，你自己内心入边都觉得自己都好伤心。
You're sad too。
人哋伤心，你都会觉得同一个感受，你都会好伤心。
But in the kingdom of this world, you're too busy. You're too busy for those folks who are in need。
但若然你系活着喺呢个世界当中嘅时候，唔系活着喺神嘅世界嘅时候，唔系活着喺神嘅国度当中嘅时候，你会觉得我好忙啊，我冇时间去咁样同人相处。
Because you got things to do, right? You've got places to go.You have to get up the economic ladder. You have to get up the social ladder.
因為我覺得話，我係好忙嘅，我要做嘅嘢，我要去做更加好嘅嘢去幫助我嘅生命。
That's because your priorities are wrong. You are after material comfort. You are after foremost success, recognition, power.
因為我哋唔跟隨嘅神嘅時候，我覺得我哋喺個社會嘅地位，我哋所賺取嘅先係我哋生命當中最重要嘅嘢。
And so if that's your mindset.You don't have time. You don't have time to help anyone.
所以你心里边系咁谂嘅时候，你觉得就话我冇时间去理会呢啲有伤痛、有贫穷、要需要帮助嘅人。
But if you're in the kingdom of God, you give yourself away.
但若然你系住喺神国度嘅人，你会去倒空你自己，你会去关心呢啲咁嘅人。
And you do that for the Lord, right?
你会咁做点解？因为你系为着神而去做。
You do that because you know foremost that God loves you.
因为你知道话咩啊？因为知道就话神系爱我哋，我哋都一样要咁爱别人。
And he loves you despite your unloveliness before him.
我哋自己本身我从前都唔讨好爱嘅，但仍然神都爱我哋。
Because the Bible makes clear, God gives himself when we were still sinners.
圣经咪讲好清楚就话，当我哋还作罪人嘅时候，神都仍然都爱我哋。
And that's why his grace and his love melts your hard heart.
原来你咁样明白时候，神俾你嘅恩典先至能够去软化你嘅心。
Because you have drawn near to Him, you know that.
原来你咁先能够更加去亲近佢，能够明白。
And that's how renewal happens. You go out, you trust a little bit more of God's grace, right? And you move out in faith.
就话你先能够去，因为你去接触呢个嘢嘅时候，你先能够去感受到神嘅恩典，你先能够有生命当中有一个改变，有更新。
And so the challenge for you today is this.Will you trust him more today?
所以话今天嘅早上嘅挑战就系话，你愿唔愿意去更加去相信神呢
？Will you ponder what God has done for you?
你会唔会去思想去谂就系话神究竟喺生命当中所做嘅工作咧
？Through personal work of Jesus, right?
就係透過耶穌基督嘅工作。
2 Corinthians 5:21 sums it up. This is on slide 7. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might, what? Become the righteousness of God in him.
在这个圣经里面讲的就是说，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
You can't enter into his kingdom apart from Jesus.
我们没有耶稣基督的时候，我们不能够进入神的国。
And what he has accomplished and what he has done for you.
我们不能够去成就我们应该要做的事。
But once you've entered, you'll start to see the contrast more and more that his kingdom lasts forever.
但若然你真系能够去跟随耶稣基督嘅时候，你先至能够去明白，去睇到神俾你我哋嘅嘢系永远、永远长存。
And yes, absolutely, this world's a lot of glitter, a lot of glitter, right, to attract you.
吓，呢个世界上有好多嘅嘢去引诱我哋。
But it can't really compare to something that lasts. Full glory awaits you in Christ.
但是这个世界上无论多漂亮的东西都好，不能够 去相比神所以后给你的永恒的免费礼物。
But what else do you see here? Because this is actually a prayer that we're looking at, a prayer. This prayer of God, for God's kingdom to come, right?
究竟我们还有什么去看呢？其实这一段的经文里面其实是一个祈祷。
How does this relate to prayer? And I have this on slide 8.
怎样，其实我所说的东西其实是关于我们怎样去祈祷呢？
What I mean by that is, it says, you know, that famous phrase, the first phrase of the Lord's Prayer, right? Thy will be done. God's will be done.
就在主祷文当中，这边当中说，我们祈求，其实是说，让你的，令你的旨意成就。
Well, first of all, God's kingdom come means, Lord, I want more and more people. I hope you're praying this. I want more and more people to know the blessings of your kingdom.
就是说我们去祈祷，我每日祈祷就说，我希望更多更多的人去能够去明白，能够去来到神的国度。
Do you pray that?
你有没有这样祈祷呢？
Your kingdom, that's God's kingdom, not your kingdom. God's kingdom come.
就是我们有没有祈祷就说，让神你的国去降临。
That means, Lord, spread your word, spread the gospel.
就说主啊，求你将你的话语去传扬给这个世界当中。
Let more and more people know about this spiritual blessing that I have.
让更加多人知道我所有，我所得到这个神的这份礼物，其他人都能够得到。
And the second thing is when you pray, God, your kingdom come, you can also pray, this is on slide 9, let your justice be done.
当我祈祷就说，让主你的国去降临的时候，我都祈祷就说，让主你的公义都能够当中去得到。
Right, the kingdom of God is based on love, self-giving, service.
成个国是基于是神的爱，他的自己的付出，同埋他的工作。
And when you pray that, let your justice be done, is when your kingdom come, right? God's kingdom come. Is God is complete king? When he is complete king, but when his kingdom comes into its fullness, there's no longer going to be oppression.
就话当这神的国去降临的时候，这个世界再不会有一个嘅迫害。
You know, many of you are minorities. You know what injustice means. You felt that. You've experienced injustice in the world.
我在座当中很多的都不是这个本身这个出世的人，我们很明白这个什么叫不公平、不公义的意思。
God will stop that. He'll correct it. There'll be no longer people living for themselves.
就说若然神的国去降临的时候，就说这个世界再不会说有人自己为了自己而去过活。
In God's kingdom, when Jesus comes again, there will be harmony. There will be peace. There will be no more suffering. There will be no more death.
就说当神的国去降临的时候，再不会有这个挣扎，不会再有一个伤痛，不会再有一个的互相的去退骂。
And so when you're praying, God, your kingdom come, you're praying against oppression, against injustices.
当我们去祈求神的国的降临的时候，我们祈求这个世界不会有一个不公平，对抗。
You're praying against the violence of this world.
我们去祈求，我们不会有这个世界上的对抗。
Because you're ultimately saying, Lord, make it right.
其实意思就是说，我们祈求神是会将这个世界去变成对。
Thirdly, when you pray, God's kingdom come, St. Augustine said this, and this is on slide 10, your kingdom come without, when we say that, it always includes, and Lord, let your kingdom go deeper in me.
也都是圣奥古斯丁都是讲就话。 让爱祈祷的时候，让你嘅国去降临嘅时候，亦都系降临更加喺爱嘅心入边，更加去深。
And this is where verses 46 and 49 come in at the end of the chapter.
呢个就系喺个诶诶路加福音第46章至46节，第6章第46至49节我睇到。
Right, if you don't mind, if you could slide, Teddy, if you could hit slide verse 49 again, you'll see this. This is what we read earlier, verse 49, Jesus says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say?"
就话你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊，却不遵我的话行呢？
Sorry, it's verse 46. To some degree, we're all like that. We call him Lord, right?
我哋作为基督徒嘅，好多时我哋都话去求主啊。
By the way, it says Lord, Lord in the original. And that means, Lord, Lord means it's a Semitic way of expressing affection, passion.
我说主啊，主啊，是代表了就好像说我们有一个呼求，我们有一个意思。
Jesus says, you only call me Lord, but you're passionate, and you sing praise songs, and you're swaying to the music.
你去说主啊，主啊，去听到，你会很开心，你们会跟随音乐去跳舞。
You're really excited, right?
你内心里面很开心。
But you're not obeying me. You're not obeying me.
但是你心中其实没有跟随我。
In every aspect of your life, you're not obeying me.
就说在你心中，在每一方面，你没有去跟随我。
Because you're actually basing your life on something else.
就说你心中其实你是将你的生命是摆在其他东西，是成为你的首位。
Right? The house of their life has not gotten all the way down on the rock.
就话你将你嘅房子系建筑喺呢个碎石当中。
Right, that's what verses 46 and 49 are about. Where's your foundation? Where is your life resting on?
佢就话啦，所以话你呢班人，你哋做过嘅房子，究竟你嘅根，你个房基，你系基于喺呢个咩地方上面咧？
A lot of Christians say, "Oh yes, Jesus, my Lord."
哦，你基督徒讲就话系耶稣基督系我嘅主。
But you know what their life shows? Their career or their family is their life.
但是他们反而可能是他们将他们的工作，他们的家庭成为他的首位，不是神。
And Jesus has some strong words. If you do that, when storms come, when you feel jostled because you're not rooted in him, watch out.
所以耶稣跟他们说，当如果有大风雨的时候， 有挫折的时候，你的生命就会跌倒。
Because even though you call me Lord, you are really basing and placing your life on the foundation of something else.
因为就话你讲一套做一套，你话系你系叫主啊主啊，但其实你将你嘅生命系放喺其他嘢当中，唔系摆我喺第一位。
And that's why the great Saint Augustine said, "When you pray, 'Your kingdom come, Lord,' it means go deeper in me." Get it deep down in me.
所以奥古斯丁讲就话，当我祈祷话让你的国降临嘅时候，亦都系降临喺我嘅内心入边更加深。
Are you praying that?
你有冇咁嘅祈祷咧？
Are you saying, "Lord, Lord," and not submitting areas of your life to Him?
你有冇话祈祷嘅时候话，我有冇将我嘅生命系降服于你咧？
Do you pray to God and say, "Help me to be more obedient to you daily"?
我哋有冇话祈祷就话，主啊，求我嘅生命更加去遵跟随你咧？
Do you say to him, "These are the parts of my life that I'm struggling with"?
有冇祈祷时话，呢啲系有咩嘢我喺生命当中我系挣扎嘅咧？
That I want to obey you, but I can't. I'm not.
我好想去跟随你，但系呢啲喺我生命当中嘅挣扎，求主嚟帮助我。你有冇咁祈祷咧？
Lord, I give this to you now.
话主，我俾到呢啲嚟。
Help my unbelief.
主啊，俾到我嘅不信。
May I trust you and obey you even in these difficult areas in my life.
让我就是，就算我生命当中系几咁唔好嘅时候，主啊，求你帮助我能够去跟随你。
See, all that is in your God, your kingdom come.
呢个就系完全嘅，都系其实系话让主你嘅降临喺你嘅神嘅国度嘅意思。
And lastly, praying your kingdom come, Lord, is to hope for the future.
而最后嘅，让你主你嘅国降临，最后嘅意思即系话都系话让我哋希望我哋去睇到呢个将来。
It's to base your life living presently on the future.
让我们当中现在的生命，让我们去仰望将来的以后。
That means you're looking for the day when the kingdom comes in all its fullness.
然后就是说神帝，神的以后再回来这个角度。
And you're encouraged that when Jesus comes again, he'll make everything right.
当耶稣基督他再回来的时候，所有东西都是完全是最好。
And you'll have your new resurrected body.
我们有一个重新的生命，复活的生命。
Wouldn't that be great? No more aches and pains. No more cancer.
到时就说不会再有一个伤痛，不会再话有一个死亡。
See, to pray your kingdom come consoles you.
就说所以我们当我要祈祷，就说祈祷，让你的国降临的时候，能够安抚我们的生命。
Because you don't have to live long to know life is hard.
我们作为人，我们知道我们生命是很困难。
And so when you pray earnestly, your kingdom come, Lord. Oh Lord, I'm looking forward to the day when I have my new body.
所以就说，当我们在生命当中充满着痛苦的时候，有一个伤痛的时候，我们祈祷神嘅呢个国降临，再唔会有伤痛，再唔会有受苦，那个就系我哋嘅将来。
And so I'm not going to waste the suffering now. I'm going to live for you.
所以就话，我唔会只系再去只系睇而家所有嘅所谓嘅痛苦，而系睇到以后嘅将来。
John Calvin, the great theologian, has this little prayer. He suggests you ought to pray every morning when you wake up.
John Calvin, 他都是给了一个祈祷，给了一个提示我们。
I have it on the last slide, slide 12.
就在这个,
Calvin says, Lord, I lay down last night to sleep, and I rose this morning alive by your grace. Now, keep me in the joyful remembrance of my final rising. Jesus Christ laid down in death for me and rose for my justification.
意思就是说，当我话主，我去睡觉的时候，我今天我因着你嘅恩典，我能够去起身，而让我真系每日都有一个而家有个愉快嘅回忆，就回忆到就话耶稣基督佢为到我去死，而去为到亦都系去得到呢个嘅复活。
And here's what Calvin is getting at.
这个就是John Calvin他所说的。
He's saying, Oh Lord, all day, keep me in your joyful remembrance.
就说让我们去每日都是去有一个回忆去想去记得。
Lord, fill me with joy at the thought that someday all this trouble that I'm going through now is going to be over.
让我就是说去记得，让我们去明白就是说我们所有的现在的伤痛最后的 都是会冇，会系反而充满咗呢个快乐。
Keep me, Lord, in joyful remembrance of my final rising with you.
而就话让我系一个，让我一个嘅记得，就系记得就系话我以后嘅你第二次翻嚟嘅时候，我一个复活嘅生命系一个最后最开心嘅一个起身。
For Lord, I believe someday I'm not going to just wake up from sleep in my bed.
就话。 我最后一次的起身不会是只是简单的每日的起身这样。
I'm going to wake up with a new resurrected body.
而我希望的就是说，我快乐的就是说，我的最后的起身就是说，我一个复活的身体，你再一次回来，我这个是我最后的起身。
And that is so because Jesus Christ laid down in death for me.
我为什么有一个最后的起身呢？为什么？因为就是说耶稣基督。 他的工作，他为了我们去死，
and was raised for my justification.
而因为他钉在十字架上，为到我们的罪加，好叫我才能够得到这个福分。
I can hope now in that truth.
我希望都去抓紧这个真理。
I can live now in the knowledge of that coming kingdom.
我能够抓紧住这个神你给我的角度。
And Lord, I'll obey what you say as I pray, your kingdom, Lord, come. And Christian, you ought to pray that daily till Jesus does come again. Father, we thank you for your word. May your comfort be with us. We know, Lord, that the Holy Spirit that comforted Jesus comforts us. It's the same Holy Spirit. And so Jesus went through a lot more than we go through. May that person, third person of the Trinity, Holy Spirit, comfort us too. For there's much trouble today. But the future is bright for those who love you. So may we pray earnestly, your kingdom, Lord, come today.
所以我们去恳切的祈祷就是说,
thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
主，我们感谢祈祷，奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。